Do you know what? I've never ever been coached by anybody that I'm 100% happy with. You can always moan about your coach, it's like your boss, your missus, or whatever it is. There's always something wrong, you know. Have a look at yourself. Are you doing everything that you should be doing?
But who have you rated most highly as coaches you've played then?
Well, I mean, Dean Ryan was a good coach in the sense of some of the things which I learned from him. Andy Robinson. Brian Ashton was a fantastic coach, unbelievable coach.
Why do you say that?
Well, because I'm a front row forward and he coaches the backs, and he had as much time for me as he did for Jason Robinson, Johnny Wilkinson, Will Greenwood. And he's about, you know, wanting to players to not just, you're talking about boxing, saying he can do that, but actually he had a lot of time for guys. If you wanted to learn and were willing to practice and go, he would spend all the time in the world with you. So I felt, and for me, that was refreshing. So probably feel most emotionally attached to him. But I enjoyed John Mitchell in the early days of England. I liked him because that was simple, no fuss, no whatever. But you know, I probably, so those guys, you know, Clive Woodward, Andy Robinson, I've just been privileged to work, you know, Sean Edwards, Christ almighty, you know, Warren Gatland, Rob Howley on the Lions, he was brilliant. I enjoyed working with Graham Henry in 2001 Lions. I thought he was great, Graham Henry. I didn't have any axes to grind with him. I know there was a lot of controversy on that at that tour, right, Graham Henry. Yeah. He always said hello to me, always had a chat. I don't want to be his best mate. He's my boss.
I'm surprised we've got this far through the interview without mentioning the name of Trevor Woodman.
Doug the Slug? What do you want to mention Doug the Slug for?
Tell us about him.
Trevor! Well, we first crossed paths through Liscard school, so we'd have been 11. I think he was playing tight end then. We might have even been in the centre. But yeah, that's where we crossed, and then obviously with the county bits and pieces. And when I moved here, of course, he was already at Bath, because everybody went to Bath. And so I went against the grain a little bit by coming here. And then I used to ring up and take the piss out of him all the time, because I was playing for the second team and he was playing for the third stand there. And then one thing led to another, and he ended up arriving here for, what, 6 months or 8 months, whatever it was, after me. And we moved in together, and yeah, still friends today, God knows why. But yeah, we had a, you know, wonderful, really wonderful careers together playing here, and obviously with England. And
of all the players you've played with here at Gloucester, who would you choose to have in the front row with you, ideally?
Well, there's people I'd love to have played with, but I never did. But people that I've played with, I'd Olivier Hizam, when Olivier's in the right frame of mind and wanting it, you at the time you wouldn't have found anybody better in the world, really. So I'd have to have Olivier, and I'd have to have Trev on the other side for sure. But I'd love to play with Mike Burton and Mike Nichols, and I'd love to play with those boys too, Blakers. Yeah. I'd love to have had a game with Blakers, just to see if I could really rile him that much. That he'd knock everybody out, not just me.
I would have hit you pretty quickly.
Yeah. But, you know, so many guys I'd love to play with, and I'd love to play with Mike Hamlin as well. And it's difficult just to say. I'd love to play with quite a few, really.
And who ideally would you have pushing up your backside in the second row?
What, from Gloucester?
Yeah.
Well, I had a good relationship with Fids, obviously. I'd love to put Richard West, actually, see his size now. I'd love to have had him, but that was sort of Simsy, Fids, Big J, Big John Fiddler. Perhaps he could have been a bit grizzly. That's the only thing he could have done, is perhaps scrummage. So I wouldn't mind having a little tug on that. But that's lots of guys. The scrum, you know, is the people around you and people who work hard and you as a unit as much as anything.
One of the reasons I asked that question is I asked that question of Phil Blakeway, and he had no doubt whatsoever, and said Bill Beaumont. So it was like having a traction engine behind you.
Danny Grucock was like that. Especially on the scrum machine, you'd be literally bruised, your ass, top of your hamstring, your bone in there would be hurt, you would be sore, would be hurting, it would hurt. He was like a ram, but Jono was the same. He knew how to scrummage. It saved you so much energy when you played with him, but that was through years of combination of playing. But then, Simon Shaw, my God, it's a four-wheel drive tractor, that baby. You get in the right position and do your job, you ain't going to go far wrong with Shawsy behind you.
Yeah.
Knew exactly what to do. So I enjoyed playing with him.
And who have been the best social animals you've encountered?
Best social animals?
Jokers, entertainers.
Well, Laurie Beck was always a good laugh. He still is. Phil Greening was another one. Always up for a giggle. Always up to something. Austin Healy, he's always up good joking and bowing around, but just ignore him really, like a little fly in the background, just keep making a noise and just irritating more than anything. But there are lots of guys, you forget in the early days here, there were so many guys, because we still used to go, what's that, the London Rose, the pub up, we used to go there every Thursday night after training for a few beers. We used to go there. So many guys here, they used to play hard and have a drip, but that was very much my feelings of Gloucester at the time. Gloucester is a working man city, and they let you know how it is. They work hard and they play hard, and I like that. That's life. They earn their right. They earn their right to have a drink. They like a drink, but they work hard to have a drink. They work hard to pay their money to come and watch you, and it's their right to give you some shit too, because they've earned that right.
As we were saying earlier, you arrived here sort of just on the cusp of the game turning professional, and of course Tom Walkinshaw arriving here.
Yeah.
Did you have much to do with Tom Walkinshaw?
Well, I was obviously I knew Tom for a long time, and someone we always got on really well with.
How would you describe his influence on the club?
Well, ultimately the Gloucester Rugby Club wouldn't have been without Tom, wouldn't be Premiership Rugby in Gloucestershire, would there? So, no one can sort of say anything other than, this investment that, Tom and family put into the club. I got on fine with Tom, he was always fine to me. Do I know him any better than any other? I never talked about my meetings with Tom and bits that I did with him. It's not what I'm like, really. So I kind of, I like the guy. A lot of time for him. You speak to 100 people, you might get 100 different answers. I don't know. My experience of Tom Walkinshaw was always okay. He's always fine to me. And even at the end when he wasn't very well, we still chatted. And when I saw him here and started to chat and talk, and I got a lot of time for him. Every day the guy was tremendous success, and whatever anyone thinks of him, whatever he did, I don't know. All I know is he achieved an awful lot, and so I had a lot of respect for him in that sense.
Indeed, we're sitting in it today.
Listen, guys, I've got to go.
Thank you very much, Phil. I'm afraid it's been a bit of a rattle through.
I could stay here for a day talking about it. We'd never get it done. But if you want to bolt me on to somewhere else at some time,
it'd be really good if we could have another session, because I haven't covered any really England and Lions.
Well, there's so much.
There's quite a lot of that.
Well, it's massive. That's the problem. It's very difficult.
And actually, it'd be nice to talk to you about some of the other Gloucester players. But
Definitely.
But that's been very enjoyable. Thanks.
Thank you.